You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe, hosted by me, your host, as always, Ryan Knightsey, and also hosted by my good pal, my friend, the spicy nugget himself, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Ready to book another episode of SmackDown. We got a crazy card coming up. I am excited.
Yes. I am as well excited. I'm also very nervous for various reasons. I'm not 100% confident in my card this week, but I'm interested. I think we're on the road to Hell in a Cell. Not only that, a road to a draft. So I'm like kind of nervous, and the problem is I don't really want to build up too many new ideas because it's also a draft. I don't know. I'm just like a nervous wreck over here.
That's fair. The draft is always hard because it's like you want to build storylines, but you can't because you don't know what's going to happen. But we have to build storylines because Hell in a Cell's coming up.
Because also it's like I'm not going to lose everyone.
Yeah, so it's like you want to keep building some people, but you won't. It's just hard.
Yeah, I'm always terrified. I am doing the draft is also a lot of fun, but I'm also like obviously terrified. I've loved doing the draft last year. I'm excited to do it again, but. Oh my gosh. Well, enough about me. How have you been doing? How's been a week in the old Mikey universe?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty stoked. We got a special thing coming up that I'm very excited for.
Yeah, why don't we just say that? Because this episode will come out the Friday when we're...
this episode is going to come out...
When we're traveling.
While we're there. All right, so everybody... me and Ryan and also Zach Batista from Independent Waters, we are going to be attending the GCW Collective in Indianapolis. That's where we are at. We're at the time of this episode airing. That is where we are.
Or at the very least, a car to Indianapolis.
Or a car to Indianapolis, yes.
Yes, we are heading to the Collective in Indianapolis. For GCW, we were planning on doing it obviously with everyone else in April. That obviously got pushed back because of the pandemic. Yeah. But we are excited to go again. I'll say some points, some like health concern points, Mikey, and then you can follow up with some things we'll be doing there. But we're excited to see the shows and whatnot. We're going to see a bunch of shows. Obviously, I just want to just say as like a health point. We are taking this pandemic as seriously as we can, obviously. So we understand the fact that we are driving into an area that will have a decent amount of people. And there is obviously concerns for both us. And I think there should be, hopefully, concerns for the people working there, the people working the show, people at the show, people in charge, et cetera, et cetera. So what we are already going to be doing is... we're going to be wearing, I'm saying this right now just to put ease or whatever, just because why not, Mikey? We're going to be wearing masks, obviously. We're going to have hand sanitizer with us all the time.
Yep.
We're going to socially distance as much as possible. The Collective is at all taking place at one location, which is a fairgrounds in Indianapolis. Fairgrounds being an outdoor area. So pretty nice. That's exciting. That's already pretty good. Obviously, it comes down to their seating, but presumably, hopefully, the seating is already socially distant. I would obviously hope so. We don't know that, I guess, until we get there. It has been, they've been stated before that it will be socially distanced, but obviously, you know, who knows, I guess, just at this point in the world, who knows anymore? Everyone's just like, please.
In this indefinite purgatory we seem to be stuck in.
Yes, that for some reason, we are stuck in.
I saw a tweet the other day. It was like, I much preferred lockdown over this indefinite purgatory we're in. And I'm like, yeah, same, you know?
That's a great...
At least there was like some sort of certainty where it's like, you know what? we should lock down, stay inside, and just let it blow by. But now we're in this weird spot where it's like some people don't believe it's still happening. Other people are terrified of it. There's people in the middle. It's like, what do we do now? There's people that are like going out, kind of not going out, and it's wild.
That's a great thought experiment, because it was terrifying that first month. And it was like, because you had no idea. But we were all like, everyone was kind of taking it seriously because they had no idea. It felt like, you know, it didn't really feel like conspiracy theorists and like anti-maskers and all this stuff popped up until like a month or two in.
I missed the era of lockdown where everyone was watching Tiger King and making sourdough. Like, where's that?
Yeah, remember when everyone made sourdough?
Everyone was just baking. Dude, my store I worked at ran out of yeast for weeks because everyone was baking bread.
But yes, anyways, so we're not going to be baking bread there, but we will be. We're driving. We're taking our own car there, so we're going to have a car. We're not going to Uber anything to avoid spreading any sort of viral thing. Obviously, we don't want to get it. Not only do we not want to get it, because that would mean we have to quarantine ourselves and not work for however long. We obviously don't want to spread it. We're going to be testing before, after we head to the collective. You know, just to double check, of course. You know, we're trying to take this as seriously as possible. We're trying to make as many precautions as possible. And I wanted to say that just because, one, you should be taking it, this whole thing, important. You know, this is an important issue, Mikey, right? It's like, I'm not saying you, I'm saying for the audience, but
the pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
Yeah. Remember, I was listening to My Brother Me, I think, last week, the great podcast there, but they were saying something that it was like a Munch Squad part, and they were saying they had like an ad from some sort of food company that was like, now that the pandemic's over, and it was just like, no, it's not. The pandemic's not over. Mm-mm. But I just want to say, we just wanted to say, really, from where we are right now, that we are trying to take this as seriously as possible. We talked about this for a while. We were like, if we weren't comfortable with it, we wouldn't do it. But we are, you know, testing ourselves, going to be trying to be as socially distanced as possible, try not to order, you know, interact with as many people as possible. Because you know what, that's the best thing we can do.
That's why we're taking an 8-hour drive, so you don't have to get into any Ubers
or even a flight or something. I mean, you guys are gonna have to fly, and there's a whole situation of that, but that doesn't really matter. But either way, someone's gonna have to fly there, and we wanted to drive in so we don't have to take Ubers and Lyfts and whatnot. But yeah, I'm still excited. We wanted to go, and we had the tickets, and we didn't want to wait till next year or put it off because, you know, GCW is basically just in New Jersey, so I wouldn't be able to use any of those tickets anytime soon. Who knows what's happening next year? So it's like, well, for on my
me
end,
and Zach
like,
would have been in the clear.
Yeah, you guys would have been in the clear. On my end, it was like, if I want to use, not waste my money, I basically have to go right now. not saying that was a contributing thing, but like I said, I was the one really pushing to be like, because I was like, I want to make sure we're really being safe about this. So I just want to make that point. But that's not like the health, safety, like stuff, jumbo bumbo out of the way. Mikey, what are some of the things, what are the shows that we've seen? What are we going to try to do to help, you know, show our audience?
Well, we have a ton of content planned for you guys, like a ton, while we're there. And I'm very excited to produce all of it, I guess. Yeah. And we are going to 5 different shows, I believe.
Correct. I got the list right in front of me. Do you want to?
Yeah, we are hitting Joey Janela's Spring Break 4. We're hitting Shimmer. We're hitting Black Label Pro. We're hitting Freelance. And we are hitting Bloodsport.
Correct. Which happened to all be back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, they're all in a row starting Saturday night at 7, I believe.
Yes. And over the course of, we're going to see 5 wrestling shows in the course of 25 hours. Or depending on when Bloodsport ends, but let's say 27 hours.
Yeah. That's gonna be wild.
That's a lot. I'm just now realizing that it's like,
it's gonna be wild. We're gonna be exhausted. But we're gonna try to get as much content out there for you guys as we can.
Yeah, so what are we doing for that content?
Well, first off, we are doing an episode of Hit the Books, featuring our friend Zach Batista over from Independent Waters. We are all going to be recording that in the same room.
Which is something you and I have not done since we, first off, you and I haven't seen each other in person since we graduated college years ago.
Yeah.
And we obviously, because of that, we have not recorded, we've been doing this podcast for years and we have never been in the same room while recording.
Yeah, it's wild. I think we recorded the first episode when I was in like North Carolina or something, I remember.
I think so. And I remember doing like, I remember I was at the beach once in Ocean City, Maryland, when we recorded one of those test episodes. But yeah,
it was crazy.
It was a while. It's been a while, dude.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And then we have another thing planned. We have a special episode of Independent Waters featuring Ryan, where we will be going over some of the shows we saw there and some of the matches that we thought were good. And that will also be, we are all in the same room, of course. And then we
I'm just butting in real quick. I'm excited for that. First time for me being on Independent Waters. Very excited. Obviously,
you'll be our first guest on Independent Waters.
Is that? Oh, yeah, that would be true. I will be the first guest on Independent Waters. Great show if you haven't listened to Independent Waters. But it's going to be a little that special episode where it's going to review the five shows we're going to see and try to talk about them as quickly as possible and not for hours on end.
Yeah, we'll try not to make it a 3-hour episode.
But it's going to be, that one should be good. And obviously I want to come back for a proper Indie Waters eventually, but I'm very excited to record some more stuff with y'all, especially record with Zach. First time recording with Zach as well.
And we have not first time recording with Zach.
Whatever. Just move on to the next.
All right. And, finally, we have a special thing for the YouTube channel. We are going to be vlogging the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So tune in for that. We are going to have a vlog out, probably assuming after it all happens, so I can come back and have time to edit it. But we will be vlogging the entire thing. We'll probably post some clips to Twitter here and there.
Yeah.
But we will release the entire, there'll be a whole vlog. I will edit it down. It'll be a whole summary of the weekend that we spent, or the week, I guess, that we spent together.
Yeah.
5 days.
We're going to be
like
together
that.
Thursday to Tuesday.
Yes. We'll film everything that goes on there and give you all a little look into our 5 days.
Yeah, because and it's not just going to be like us like showing clips of some of the matches. It's going to be like a vlog. You know, there's going to be talking to each other, talking about our thoughts. You know, maybe us at 2 in the morning after spring break or whatever that show is. I guess Freelance. After Freelance, being like, oh God, we're so tired, and doing and just hanging out. And I think. And it's going to, I'm excited to do the vlog as well. I think we sort of talked about it. It's going to be a couple like episodes to sort of like show not only like our experience being at the collective, our experience of like the, during the pandemic. I think it would provide a lot of insight into that whole weekend. And I'm excited about it. I'm honestly excited about it. If we can meet up Joey Janela again and make another, that picture happen. And then I could just be, and I could take the picture, that would make me happy. If I could find the people at Collective and just interview and be like, hey, so how difficult was this whole weekend to put together? I just have so many questions, but it doesn't matter because either way, we're going to show you that vlog. We're going to show you our week, our journey through the Collective, and hopefully enjoy it. You can all check that up at the YouTube channel, Hit the Books Podcast.
Yeah. So hopefully if you miss that weekend, you'll be able to live vicariously through us.
Yes. That's the goal of the vlog, is to live vicariously through us.
Yeah.
And that is our goal to filming it. So hopefully we achieve that. And you can check all of that out next week, honestly. I don't know when the first episode will come out, Mikey, but you know, at the very least next week.
Yeah.
So yes, you can check that out. And I'll be honest, Mikey, we have a bunch of other news to get to, but that's a couple weeks from now as well.
Yeah, we have so much coming down the pipeline. It's crazy.
Yes, we got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, but right now, we are here.
Me and Ryan have been working our little tails off.
Yeah, I have no tail left. It's just a stub. yes, but we're not here.
I actually worked it completely off. It's gone.
It's down to the bone? So we're not here just talking about Collective, talking about vlogging, talking about spicy nugs. We're here booking our own version of Raw and SmackDown. For generations, people have said that they can do a better job booking Raw and SmackDown. Well, we put our tails to the test, and we are basically every single week we book our own version, 5 matches, 5 segments of both Raw and SmackDown separately. We show them to each other and you, obviously. And yeah, and I'm excited. I love doing this show. And I'm like I said, I'm not necessarily most confident this week. I thought I was more confident last week, but you know, maybe it wasn't that good last week. I don't know. I got the polls right here, Mikey, if you want them.
Yeah, let's hear what the polls have to say.
So every single week at the end of every episode, we have a Twitter poll on our Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. It'll be pinned there for like 2 days. And it basically allows you, the audience, to vote on who you thought had a better show, who wrote a better show. Was Raw better? Was SmackDown better? And the results are in. Mikey, SmackDown wins 57.1%.
All right.
It doesn't, just to hurt me even more, Rob at UTT Rob tweeted that he missed the poll when it was open. Come on, Rob, you gotta get there faster, dude. Missed the poll when it was open, but he said that he loved, we got feedback on it. He said he loved Detective Truth, Cardboard 24/7 title and all. So I would have imagined that if he could have voted, he would have voted for SmackDown, which makes me all the more mad.
That one was for you, Rob.
So, I lost, which means...
I will say as a preface, though, no Detective Truth this week. I needed a lot of story building because we have 2 weeks till Hell in a Cell. So it is story time.
That's fair. So you're saying that R-Truth won't have a match? Sorry, Detective Truth is not having a match at Hell in a Cell?
I guess we'll see.
Ooh, not really a tease, I guess. It's not really a tease. It's just like kind of a tease. Oh, geez. Let's get into it. I lost last week. That means this week I will be getting hit with the randomizer. Just me. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. So, I like that. That wind feels good. It feels good in my bones.
Yeah, it feels good against my bones, my tailbone.
Fueling me up for this episode.
Well, let's start open Raw. Mikey, I'm not doing a show opener. We're going straight into a match.
Whoa.
That match is going to be Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross back of that injury versus Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, the former women's tag team champions.
All right.
There's a little bit of miscommunication. There's a moment where Morgan calls for the tag and Ripley doesn't give it to her. Maybe she doesn't see it, what have you. Who Yikes. Knows? But it does mean that Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross defeat Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Alexa Bliss pinning Rhea Ripley with that move that she does off the top rope, which I forget the name of it. Twisted Bliss. There it is.
All right. Bliss Cross with a big win. I like it a lot. Over the former women's tag champions.
Morgan and Ripley are seemingly on the decline. Bliss and Cross are on the upswing. Morgan leaves mad, obviously, after this match. But there we go. Going straight off into the tag.
All right. I like it a lot.
Moving right along to the next segment, which is a backstage segment with Aleister Black. Black says that in no way am I through with Roman Reigns. I have yet to get my revenge on that monster, but it appears to move forward in my mission on this earth. I must move from a monster onto a demon. Bray
hey,
Wyatt.
Hey, hey.
What?
Hey, that's my property over here
hey,
on Friday night.
Hey, the Fiend is a demon.
The demon is my property over here on Friday nights.
Well, no longer, so I can use it. How dare you? Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Oh, anyways, Bray Wyatt, you say you know the whereabouts of my friend Keith Lee, and I'm taking your word on faith alone, but you say that the price is to pay. What? The price to pay is my soul. Well, Bray, that is simply a deal I cannot make. A deal with the devil is a tricky one, and I'm not accepting that, but I will give you a new deal. Give me Keith Lee, or I will knock your head so far off your neck that you will be calling me your fiend. I am Aleister Black, and when I demand something, it is in your best interest to make it so. You give me Keith Lee, Bray, or I will see you at Hell in a Cell.
Very interesting Aleister Black promo here. It seems very heelish. He's like, I'm going to kick your head so far away from your shoulders. Aleister Black really wants to decapitate somebody. I feel like.
This is the second week in a row that he's threatened decapitation.
He just wants somebody's head separated from their body.
That's all I want.
Come on, plane. Can I just decapitate one person?
Just give me one person. Give me a guy with a weak neck and let me decapitate them.
I want to kick one person's head off, literally.
What, is it too much to ask? But yes, Aleister Black going after the Fiend. Denying the deal, but still wants Keith Lee and just sort of demanding that he just gets Keith Lee. Is it a good tactic? Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Moving right along to the tag match of match number two. It's Viking Raiders versus Andrade and John Morrison. Andrade and John Morrison, of course, with Zelina Vega in their corner. And does that help? Yes, it does. Andrade and John Morrison get the win.
Didn't give much time to... Does it help? Yes.
Yes, it does, baby. Yes, Morrison and Andrade get the victory.
Nice.
A little Lucha Express action.
I like it. Lucha Express. Lucha Express coming through. Choo-choo.
And then Braun's going to join
Lucha
them.
Lucha Express.
Let's have Braun join them as the new faction leader. But yeah, Viking Raiders on the same sort of thing. I guess kind of maybe it's a bad idea that I did that. Same sort of thing. Viking Raiders. Well, not really a downswing for Viking Raiders. They won last week or 2 weeks ago, I should say. But yeah, good win, solid win for Andrade and John Morrison coming together as a tag team unit.
Indeed.
Moving right along, backstage, Liv Morgan finds Rhea Ripley back. Obviously, like I said, backstage. I don't know why I wrote it twice. Morgan yells at Ripley, saying that when my hand is out, you tag me in. That is our arrangement. Hand out, me in. That's how he won the titles.
Usually how it works.
Yep, that's how he won the titles. That's how we'll get them back. Ripley stands up, really showcasing the size differential between the two of them. Rhea says, I want out, and then walks away. Morgan is stunned.
Damn,
Daniel.
Well, you can literally feel the tension in this room right now, and I do not like it.
Yes, lots of tension, and we don't know exactly what's happening. Also, by the way, I thought there might be a bigger size differential between the two. Rhea Ripley, according to Wikipedia, Rhea Ripley is 3 inches taller than Liv Morgan, and
it's
fine. 9?
It's fine. We'll just get Ripley on an apple box.
I believe she's 11 pounds. Heavier?
Just get Ripley and Apple Box. It's fine.
There's not a huge size differential between them. We'll put on Apple Box. You're right. We'll put on her half, maybe on a half apple, make her look bigger. Just really go for it. But yeah, Morgan, Ripley kind of falling apart here. Ripley saying that she wants out of their arrangement, whatever that means.
Yikes.
Next up is a video package. It's hyping up Sonya Deville's return from last week and sort of interviewing her, talking about how she, you know, during this time off as she was healing, she kind of got back to her MMA roots to sort of work up on some new things, less impactful style and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's kind of what submissions are. It's not really impactful. It's just a lot of strain
on your
opponent.
Impact?
What is Sonya Devil doing in the Impact Zone? Is that good? Is that a good name?
What is Sonny Devil doing in the Impact Zone?
Sonny Devil. Oh my god. But that leads straight into the next match, which is Sonya Devil, not Sonny Devil, but Sonya Deville versus Kayden Carter from NXT.
All right.
Sonya Deville picks up the win.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, why not? This is Raw, baby. Get your NXT women out of here.
Oh. Only room for Raw here.
Only room for Raw talent. Raw, pure, unadulterated talent here.
That's why it's called Raw, baby.
Speaking of Raw, unadulterated talent, Sheamus taking on Lince Dorado next. This match is very similar to last week.
Sheamus single-handedly taking down the entirety of Lucha House Party.
Pretty much. 2 weeks ago, Grand Metalik, Sheamus took Grand Metalik lightly. Grand Metalik used it to his advantage and got the upset victory over him. Sheamus squashed him to defend the IC title last week. Sheamus does that basically again this week. He comes out strong, destroys Dorado. No flipping, no anything. None of that. None of that shiz. Sheamus gets the victory, kind of puts the Lucha House Party feud here to bed.
All right. I like it.
During this match, Ricochet was watching it backstage.
Lucha House Party's worst enemy.
Yes. After the match, we cut backstage, back behind the curtain, back to the TV monitor. We interview Ricochet and ask why he's been watching Sheamus' matches. Ricochet says, ask, isn't it obvious? I'm coming for the Intercontinental Championship. The championship I've already won once. Sheamus has weak spots, and I've seen them, and I will capitalize on them. He's then asked if this is sort of a formal challenge, but before he can answer, MVP walks up. MVP's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on there, Rick.
Hey, whoa, way, away.
Hey, yo, hey. You and I both know how difficult Sheamus can be when he's focused. I learned that the hard way. But again, I ask you, Rick, let me help you. Let me be your strategy partner. I have years of experience, more than you, and I know a lot more tricks of the trade. I can help you beat Sheamus. Look, and if you don't want me to help you, well, let's just say I know some guys, and maybe you can become a tag wrestler over on SmackDown again. MVP leaves with Ricochet kind of stunned by a little bit of a threat there.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that.
Yeah, so MVP is playing hardball over here.
Hmm.
Thoughts on that, Mikey?
Very interesting. I like to see where this is going to go.
Yes. Yes, got a little tease for a draft maybe as well. I'm not saying Ricochet's drafting the SmackDown. I'm just saying that if I lose Ricochet, that it works storyline-wise. And then also, there's the idea that if Ricochet wins the IC title, he stays on Raw.
Fair enough.
So, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Moving right along into our main event matchup here, and it is Edge and Daniel Bryan taking on the Usos.
Big time matchup here.
But it is going to be, obviously, this is the first tag team bout for Edge and Bryan, but they end up getting the victory over the Usos, over the experienced tag team of the Usos.
Very interesting. Did not expect that to be coming.
No, but they get the win. Edge pins Jey Uso. Usos, a little bit of a losing streak recently.
Just a touch, yeah.
Just a touch. They lost last week in that six-man, and I feel like they lost again recently, but I feel like they haven't won in a while. But they did not again win here tonight. That's fine, though. After the match, this moving us to the next thing. After the match, Seth Rollins comes out, half-assedly congratulating Edge and Bryan on their first win as a tag team. If you're going to start with the win, and he congratulates Edge. You took a part of the Usos of ease for a 46-year-old, and Daniel, you were there too. It's sort of a shame to see someone outshine you like that, Daniel, but hey, he's a legend, But like I said, all legends come to an end. The answer is still no. You're not coming after these titles of ours. One win means nothing. Daniel quickly grabs a microphone and yells to Seth, saying that if you're so much greater, why don't you get your boys and step into the ring right now? Seth laughs it off, asking if you think getting one win gets you a match at the champs. Buddy, that is simply untrue. You don't deserve to walk in their boots. We are the next generation of this business, Daniel. And now that I think about it, it sucks. Because, we see eye to eye on this. I don't know why you're fighting me. I thought you would be on our side, seeing that you took Chad Gable under your wing. But who knows? Maybe you're too nervous. You'll fail like you failed him. Suddenly, Murphy and Mastiff jump Bryan and Edge from behind. Seth is maniacally laughing. The classic Seth Rollins laugh. Rollins and Disciples stand tall to close out the show.
I like it. I like that Seth is like, no match. However, they will fight you.
They will fight you, just not in a match.
As long as you're not looking.
Well, I mean, yeah. As long as we'll take cheap shots. I never said anything about not taking a cheap shot.
That's true. That is true.
You don't deserve a title match yet, but you do deserve a beating.
I also like Rollins trying to play Seth and Edge, Rollins trying to play Bryan and Edge off of each other, like. He's like, hey, well, he stole the spotlight, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not only did he steal the spotlight, but you and I should be on the same page about this.
I like that, too, yeah.
Yeah, a little driving, trying to drive a little wedge at the formation of this tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, that is my full card for Raw. Mikey, thoughts on the full thing? Comments, concerns, questions?
I like that a lot. Although I am very interested in where this Usos losing streak is going, considering you were building them up very hard. And I'm very interested to see what happens between Bryan and Rollins now. That Rollins is like, come join us, man. Hang out with us. You're supposed to be on our side here.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I liked it a lot. I like poor Aleister Black not getting to decapitate anybody.
Yes. At Hell in a Cell, it's going to be him versus Bray Wyatt in a head-for-a-head match. Oh, no, sorry. A trying-to-get-a-head match.
Oh, no, the Fiend wins on his entrance?
Oh, man, that's a great...
The Fiend comes out with the Bray Wyatt head and just wins immediately.
I'm going to write something down real quick.
I have a chance.
I'm going to save this for later. I'm just typing at this point. Mikey, I lost last week. Hit me with that randomizer.
Yeah, all right. Let's see.
I just realized, like, I'm not even talking. I'm just typing because I'm excited about something and I'm writing it down.
All right, let's see what the randomizer is going to subject you to this week.
Yes, again, I lost last week's according to the poll, which is on our Twitter every Friday after the episode's release. It's up there for 2 weeks, so make sure you listen to the podcast as quickly as possible. And upload the thing. We could put it up there longer, but obviously we don't want to put it up there too long because we don't record a day before or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we're trying to make it up. We're trying to figure out how we can do this the best capacity. If you have any other notes about the polling thing, let us know. Obviously, but yes. In the meantime, you can always subscribe to make sure you get that episode even faster on Fridays.
Yes.
But yeah.
All right.
I lost.
Well, Ryan, I have your result. And your result is
positive. Oh, no.
A wellness policy violation.
No!
Roll a D whatever to see what wrestler gets suspended before your show.
No!
To be fair, it could be anybody on your roster.
It can be anyone on my roster, but it is not. Like I told Sean a couple weeks ago, I'm using a lot of people on my roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm counting up here for you. It's 15 plus 14 plus 3, 2, 2. What is that? 7 plus 3, 2, 2, 2. So what is that? 7, 8, 9. 45. 45 All right. Wrestlers are on my roster.
You want me to roll that D45 for you?
Yes. Someone in the audience who voted for you, Mikey, has given one of my wrestlers drugs put in their system. How dare you? How dare you, folks at home? This is what you've done to me.
All right. Let's roll that D45. You rolled a 23.
23? Okay. So let's see. The 15 are all my men. The next 14 of the women. So 23 is in the women somewhere. 16, 17, 18, 19,
20, 21, 22, 23.
Naomi.
Oof. Yikes.
I'll be honest. That's not too... I mean, that sucks. But that's not too bad. I didn't know entirely. I don't have an immediate plan what to do for Naomi on the build to Hell in a Cell. I'll be honest.
And you have, and you don't even have... You don't have long-term plans anymore.
And at the very least for the next 30 days, and obviously with a draft coming, you know, I can't even have, like, really huge long-term plans for Naomi. But she has a wellness policy violation. Shit happens, Naomi. That's a wellness policy violation for 30 days. When does this episode come out? This is, what, Friday? Got to figure out when she's coming back. 30 days after... as my calendar comes up, Mikey, what day is Friday? Is that the 11th?
This Friday is
the 9th.
The 9th, yes.
The 9th, 30 days after October 9th. That is going to be November 8th, 2020, is when she will be able to return. That is obviously after Hell in a Cell. That is obviously after the draft. She will be draftable but she won't be, you know, I can't use her for the next 30 days. November 8th is when she comes back. Okay, well, that's Raw there, baby. Mikey, November 8th is also a Sunday. Is that after? No, that's like 2 weeks after Hell in a Cell. That's nothing. Mikey, what's over on SmackDown? Let me hear it.
All right. Over on SmackDown, we have Undisputed Era opening up this show. They come to the ring, grab some mics, and Cole speaks up. What we did to Drew McIntyre last week was a sign of things to come. I plan on taking that title one way or another, Drew. It means everything to me. It means everything to us. We will run SmackDown and hold every last bit of gold it has to offer. Finn Balor then comes to the ramp, surprisingly enough, and says, guys, Drew isn't the only one you messed with last week. I had the opportunity to prove that I'm deserving of a title shot, and you took that away from me, and I'm not going to stand for it. I don't think Drew is either. Then Drew McIntyre comes out and stands side by side with Finn Balor. Balor continues, I think the only logical way to settle this is to clear it all up amongst ourselves in that ring. How about it, Cole? Me and Drew take on you and O'Reilly later tonight and settle this.
Ooh, baby.
Cole and O'Reilly have fire in their eyes, and Cole says, done. Setting up for our main event tonight, Balor and McIntyre taking on O'Reilly and Cole of Undisputed Era.
Ooh, man. That's a tag match.
Yeah.
O'Reilly and Cole, the tag team champions, taking on Balor and the Universal Champion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sexy-ass match right there.
Yes.
That is a sexy-ass match. Oh boy.
Ooh. I'm very excited for it.
Whew, getting steamy. Getting steamy.
All right, this leads... this doesn't lead to, but after that we have match number one. We have Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. Kevin Owens getting a big win here.
Kevin Owens getting the win. Nice.
Yeah. Over the former Universal Champion.
Huge win.
Big. Very big win.
You've been slowly building up Kevin Owens, and I can't wait to just steal him from you at the draft.
Oh, that would be so sad. I had this nice slow build going. All right. Well, after that, we have a backstage segment. We have Ziggler and Rude arriving at the arena, and they walk by One Nation, who stopped them. You two really think you have what it takes to be tag champions? You guys win two matches and you get all high and mighty? Well, let us tell you something. We dominated this division for months, and we want those titles back. You two better get in the back of the line where you really belong and stop biting off more than you can chew. Ziggler steps up. We know we had our rough patches, but we beat two former teams that held those titles in the past 2 weeks. If you want to put your money where your mouth is later tonight, we'd be glad to make you number three.
Ooh.
The two teams stare each other down. One Nation gives Ziggler and Rude a nod, and they walk off. Setting up our match later tonight, One Nation versus Ziggler and Rude.
Okay. I like it. I like Ziggler and Rude being involved here. Makes sense. They've been on a winning streak. I've noticed that also in your booking is and I guess I kind of adopted in some sense, but you really don't do like a lot of number one contenders sort of things. You do like just a lot of win streaks get you title matches.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're doing good, you get a shot, you know.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. I just like doing battle royals and tournaments, and
I like to do those. I like to do those sparingly, though. I don't want to like overuse them, but I do like a good tournament every once in a while. It makes my job a little bit easier on this end.
That's fair. That is something I realized when I was doing the Intercontinental titles. Is like, you know, I've done, I think, two battle royals and a tournament. Maybe I should find a new contender and make a story somewhere. I like it so far.
All right.
I think you're doing good.
After that, we have match number two, which is we're going to try it again. We have Cedric Alexander versus Humberto Carrillo.
Run it back.
Run it back. Time number two. Except this time, Cedric Alexander is going to have Ali in his corner. And Cedric Alexander is going to pick up the victory here. After the match, however, Ali and Cedric celebrate their win, or as I guess they celebrate Cedric's win, Sami Zayn runs to the ring and helps Carrillo take out Ali and Alexander. Zayn and Carrillo walk out, leaving their prey in the ring.
Nice. Oh, I like an interesting pairing between Zayn and Carrillo. I guess did we see that last? No, Carrillo wasn't involved last week, was he?
No.
He just got cut for the match. But I like, you know, continuing that angle here. You're building up the Cedric Ali thing. I like that here. And, you know, Sami Zayn gets a little bit of a help in Carrillo, but then Sami Zayn, he's got a little story here that just kind of, the stumbling into a story.
Yeah. All right. Well, after that, we have our video package for the night, and it is a replay of the attack from last week that Colin O'Reilly gave McIntyre and Balor, which is hyping up tonight's main event a little bit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm excited.
I was really struggling to think of a video package, so I was just like, yep, we're just going to hype up what we got going on.
Nah, I mean, that's the point of the video packages for me, is like, it's not always a promo. It can just be hype. It could just be, you know, like I've said before, I always think of the video package as those moments in like this WWE GM mode of SmackDown versus Raw 2006, 2007, where like you as a slot for like hype up the main event, hype up the pay-per-view, you know, in place of a rivalry. That's why I've always thought of it as like that.
It's like a video package of the match and then like of the attack, and it's probably cut to like some Avenged Sevenfold song or something.
Name one Avenged Sevenfold song.
Hail to the King, Shepherd of Fire.
Oh no, he's named two. He's 100%.
Requiem. Listen, let's do Avenged Sevenfold sometimes, okay?
I can't name a single Avenged Sevenfold song. I don't think I can. I've even heard one. There's probably one that I've definitely heard, I like just simply cannot think of a single Sevenfold. I'm not a Sevenfold guy. What can I say?
Three of the ones I named are off of the same album, so
that's fair, I guess. Well, Mikey, let's keep going.
All right. After that, we have Ruby Riott taking on Charlotte Flair, in which Charlotte Flair gets a big victory. However, after the match, Undisputed Era come out and try to give Riott a pat on the back and like a comforting, like, "Hey, man, that was you did good. You got this." But she shakes them off and heads to the back by herself. Not happy.
Get out of here.
She's not having it today.
Yeah. She's... Interesting move here.
She's understandably pissed.
Yeah, interesting move here. Riott has joined Undisputed Era, made sense, but then it's like it hasn't been like a perfect mold. And maybe it's because of the old era-ness mixed with the new Riott-ness. Mm-hmm. There's a tension there. There's a tension there. And I'm excited to see where this tension is going to head to.
Yeah. After that, we have a backstage interview with Kevin Owens about his win over the former Universal Champion, Randy Orton, tonight. Owens says, "Oh, it feels great to get a big win like that, of course. But I actually have an announcement I'd like to make while I'm here, if that's all right." The interviewer gives him the go-ahead, and he says, "Next week marks the return of the Kevin Owens Show. To celebrate such a momentous occasion, I have a very special guest in mind, the United States champion himself, Tommaso Ciampa." Ooh. See you all then.
Interesting.
And Owens leaves his interview.
Oh, interesting. I like that. I like... little Kevin Owens potentially going for the title.
Potentially.
Going for his spaghetti dinner plate.
Spaghetti dinner plate. What a callback.
Long time listeners.
To hold his chicken tendies on.
Long time listeners. Honey mustard.
Damn, baby. I really want, you know what I really want now? Just chicken tenders and fries, man. I haven't had like a nice plate of just tendies and fries in a while.
You know what's the best fast food chicken tenders?
I think you mentioned this. It's Bojangles.
Correct. The best fast food chicken tenders. Every single time, they are like high school. They're like chicken tenders in high school and college when it's the good day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like everyone has it. Every single time, it's like, oh, the chicken tenders are good today.
And
like,
it needs to be on point.
Yeah, when it's like, they're like the nice, good looking.
That was a very localized joke.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very limited amount of people. I think only you and I will know what Pandini's is. Only you and I. Well, I would argue that only you and I know what a Libretti is, but because I think of Papa John's or something, people now know what a Libretti is.
Papadilla is just a Libretti.
Yes, just a folded up pizza. Yo, but the Libretti was good, and the Papadilla is not as good. You know why? Because Libretti had a chicken. They had like chicken tender Libretti's.
If you tried a Papadilla, we need to stop this podcast right now, and we need to get your review on it.
You're telling me that, or are you telling?
I'm telling
your listeners
directly right now.
We're gonna do like a freaking voice of wrestling flagship. Eat a piece of food on the show.
You know fast food is important to this show.
Papa John, I believe it. Yeah, it's Papa John's pizza.
Also, I did try Taco Bell's new double stacker.
They have a new double stacker.
I'm sorry.
Grande stacker.
Grande stacker. Yes.
I have no idea what this is. Oh my god! What is this? This thing that looks ginormous.
It's grande.
Got me there. Is it just like a huge quesadillas?
It's basically like a quesadilla that they just folded in half twice.
It's a giant quesadilla folded in half twice, it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, the Papadilla, they have the grilled buffalo Papadilla, which, sure. But here's the thing, and that's the difference between Papa John's and what was it called?
Libretti?
Yes. Libretti, which is served at a place I don't remember the name of. The difference between the two is that Papa John's basically they just do what they would do on a pizza and fold it up. And they're like, here we go. Libretti's were different. You can get the chicken Libretti.
For those who don't know what a Libretti is, which is probably all of you, it's just a thing me and Ryan, it was like this thing, a food place called Pandini's that was only at the college me and Ryan went to.
Yes, it's part of the college for a reason.
Just like a pizza that's folded in half.
Yes, a small pizza folded in half. They had chicken tender Libretti's, which is basically a small pizza folded in half with chicken tenders in there. Just in the half that's folded in.
Which Libretti was your favorite?
Which is what I was going to get to. The Caesar salad Libretti, which is just a Libretti with lettuce and Caesar dressing. And it was so good. I loved it so much.
I was always a big proponent of the chicken parm Libretti, which is very good.
Isn't that the one with the chicken tenders in it?
Yeah, it's got chicken tenders, mozzarella, and sauce.
Sorry, what was the last one?
Mozzarella.
God dang Italian bug.
Mozzarella.
I just get very aggressive with it. You son of a... the Papadillas at Papa John's, there's several flavors. There's the grilled buffalo chicken, the Italian, the barbecue chicken bacon, the Philly cheesesteak, and the meatball pepperoni. Yeah, I'm looking at the menu. Should we get out of this tangent? Let's get out of this tangent.
Anyway, after the backstage interview with Kevin Owens about the KO show debuting next week, we have the semi-main, which is One Nation versus Ziggler and Rude, in which Ziggler and Rude do pick up the victory here over One Nation.
Yeah, getting that non-title win here.
Yeah. Well, neither...
Well, no, sorry, One Nation's out of the...
It is a non-title win.
Yeah, so I'm not wrong. So you can't yell at me, because I'm not wrong.
Okay, I also still think One Nation is my tag team champion sometimes.
Perfect.
After that match, we have a backstage interview with Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali about the attack earlier. Alexander speaks up. If those two want to fight, they could have just said so. I'm sure Ali would be game to take them on after what happened last week and tonight. Ali chimes in and says, "You're damn right, I'm game. Zayn and Carrillo need to be taken down a peg, and they will be once me and Cedric kick their teeth in next week." Setting up a match, Ali and Alexander versus Zayn and Carrillo.
I like it. You're building up a lot of like the card for next week. Like you already have what? Like a match? You got some
makes
KO
it much
show.
Easier for me to have matches next week. Makes it much easier to write out my card next week when everything's already nice and planned out.
That's me when I'm booking Raw, is that I'm like, oh, well, then we'll do this, and then next week we'll do that, and then that's the then we'll have that pay-per-view.
I'm planning ahead because I know when we record next, we're going to be live and probably...
Oh, true. We are recording on Saturday. I forgot about that. Yeah,
a little bit easier on myself and save some brain power.
That's fair. I mean, you can always do it in the car ride over.
That's true.
But save it for your save the brain power. I get you. Well, you got a main event coming up. I'm excited for that main event. You know I am. Yeah. And it's a tough main event decision.
Very tough main event decision. Our main event tonight, we have Balor and McIntyre taking on O'Reilly and Adam Cole. And boy, howdy, was I hard-pressed to pick a winner for this match. But I did end up choosing one, and it is O'Reilly and Cole pick up the victory over Balor and McIntyre.
Makes sense. What was your decision to have O'Reilly and Cole pick up the win?
So I have plans for Balor that probably would have worked better if he won this match with McIntyre. But also, I didn't want to kill the momentum Cole is having going into Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Because, spoiler alert, it's probably going to be Cole and McIntyre.
Okay.
Like I said, I had plans for Balor to be kind of involved in that match, which would have worked much better if they won here. But also, then Cole's storyline would have been a little cut short. Because I feel like if he loses here, then why would he get another shot?
Plus, you got the whole thing of, like, they're the tag champs. If Balor McIntyre win, you could argue, hey, look, we should challenge for the
title. Well, Roderick Strong is also back, so they're kind of free-birding it at this point.
But that's what I'm saying, is that if they're free-birding it, then O'Reilly and Cole are technically the tag team champions as well, mm-hmm. that pairing. So if Balor and McIntyre win, then they've defeated the tag team champions, and they technically can get a title shot.
Yes, but Cole and O'Reilly do get the victory here.
Yes. I like that. I think that's also, I'm always a bigger proponent on having the experienced tag team go over two singles guys.
Yes.
I'm always for that. Now, I did book Edge and Daniel Bryan to defeat the Usos, so ignore that, but we're telling a different kind of story over there. So there is that. So I guess to talk about the whole thing here, Mikey, I like it. I think you set up some nice things next week. I kind of like where this mid-card feud over here of Cedric Alexander Ali, Humberto Carrillo, and Sami Zayn could go. Mm-hmm. Maybe a fatal four-way for the briefcase. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens, big win over Randy Orton. Randy Orton on the downturn here, after his, loss, and which makes sense.
And
I think
he was on top of the world for so long, and finally losing it probably made him crack a little bit.
Well, not only that, but I was going to say is that he was on top of the world for so long that feud with McIntyre started to crumble the mountain beneath his feet, and now he's in a little bit of a ditch.
The mountain crumbled beneath his feet, and now he's stuck in a hole.
Yes. So Kevin Owens getting the win here, I like that a lot. I think that's a huge, huge victory, but it makes sense. And it's a good another stepping stone for Kevin Owens. Interested about what happened with Ruby Riott. I like Ziggler Rude here. Very interested. No more match announcements for either of us, but we're starting to tease those ideas of what's happening at the pay-per-view in a couple weeks.
Yes.
So that makes me excited at the very least. I know I already have my matches picked out. It's just about of announcing what exactly they will be. And we'll get there. We'll get there, folks. Don't you worry.
Also, in this tag team match, we have Cole pinning Balor. Actually,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, Cole pinning Balor.
Cole pinning Balor. Okay, that's a good clarification as well, because the other one is the Universal Champion.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly versus Drew McIntyre for the title. Not really a joke, though, because he did go after Finn Balor at the TakeOver past weekend. And that was a good match. So, you know, who knows? Yes, that's it. That's SmackDown, right?
Yeah, that's all SmackDown. So we got.
Well, there we go. That is Raw and SmackDown. Like always, you can head over to the Twitter. Like always, we'll have a poll there immediately following the release of Friday's episode. So one, subscribe to make sure you can listen to that episode as soon as it comes out. But also go to our Twitter at HitTheBooksPod and you can vote on whose card was better. Was it Raw? Was it SmackDown this week? Who knows? Only you do. So go head on over to Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. That is at HitTheBooksPod and vote in the poll that is up there at the release of each episode. Definitely go do it. Like I said, it has a huge impact on the show. I mean, for God's sake, you slid some drugs over to Naomi's way. So what the heck? She violated something.
I'm an evil villain.
Gave her steroids. I don't know, but I don't exactly know what passes and doesn't pass the wellness policy violation. Remember, Roman Reigns got failed the wellness policy violation. It was just because he filled the wrong prescription somehow. It was something weird. Like, he didn't do anything. It was just something, like, paperwork was wrong.
Yeah, so odd.
Either way, though, go vote. It has a huge importance on this show, so go vote every Friday at Hit the Books Pod. And like we said, we're going to be heading this weekend. We are at the Collective, GCW's The Collective in Indianapolis, Indiana. So stay tuned to this podcast feed, and both this show, Hit the Books Podcast, but then also Independent Waters, which is every Wednesday. You can look, just search up Independent Waters on your podcast app of choice. You can find that. We'll have episodes with Zach for Hit the Books with I'll Be on Independent Waters. And of course, on our YouTube channel, Hit the Books Podcast, we'll have the vlog that will be there from our little journey at the Collective, our walk through the Collective, our crawl through the Collective. Hopefully it's not a crawl. But that is a C word, but I can't think of another C word there that means movement of some kind. Our commute? It doesn't seem like sort of fun. Anyways, you can see that the commute through the Collective.
Our journey?
Yeah, I was trying to think of a C word, but journey also works.
Our road trip?
Yeah, I guess road trip. The trip. I don't know. What am I? What am
the
I titling this video?
The expedition?
Okay, what are you opening up? A thesaurus all of a sudden? Mr. Thesaurus over here. Anyways, again, you can go to our YouTube channel, Hit the Books Podcast, and you can watch that vlog when it drops. And obviously, we'll put links on Twitter and all this stuff.
Yeah.
We'll put clips and whatnot. So go check that out when it comes out. Subscribe to the podcast feed. Leave a review if you don't mind. Leave a review on iTunes, especially
5-star reviews or 5-6-star reviews.
Greatly appreciate it. So go leave those reviews if you so mind. We would appreciate it. It takes no time at all, like less than a minute, less than like 5-10 seconds. You just got to open an app and hit a couple of buttons, and then you get a little review there. If you want to leave some kind words, we'd also appreciate it. Or negative words, as long as it's 5 stars, we'd appreciate it.
you can leave a bad comment as long as you rate us good.
Yeah. So for all of that, Mikey, is there anything else for you to plug?
Go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday, where me and Zach Batista continue our journey through the independent wrestling sea, where we discover and cherish new wrestling treasures that we have come across on our event, on our journey. So please go check that out every Wednesday, and go give that a 5-star review as well over on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate that.
Yes, go check that out as well. Great show. And like we said, a lot of new stuff coming in the way, probably within the month at this point. Definitely within the month at this point. So stay tuned on all of our socials for all that stuff. Big sweeping changes across the board. Just give a little tease on that. But when we come back, we'll be tied. When we come back next week, we'll be at the Collective.
Yeah.
You'll be listening to us next week before we watch the shows, but after the Collective is over. So it's going to be a very interesting episode.
It's
going to
be weird, for sure.
It's going to be a little weird, but maybe we'll do our best to make it not weird. I don't know. I don't think us three in the same room together is going to be not weird. But we'll see then. We'll see how it goes next weekend. Or this weekend, I should say. Oh, God, I'm already confusing on time. Anyways, until next week, thank you everybody so much for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. We'll see you next time. For Mikey, I'm Ryan. Have a good rest of your week. And until then, we've got two words for you.
Book it.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.